Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, we've got a great show for you planned today, the hottest and best celebrity news out there, but we can't start this show until we check in with our best friends in Atlanta, Portia, Gary, Brett,
hey.
And Headcrack.
Hey, family.
Good to see you. Now, coming up later in the show, find out how Jennifer Lopez celebrated her big birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what legendary actress was fired for slapping someone? And who turned down a marriage proposal three different times? That's all happening later in the show.
Oh,
but
wow.
Right now, Headcrack, what do you got?
All right, y'all, the scandalosity continues. Now, side chick Nicole Murphy is learning not to touch other women's men the hard way. Oh, yes, the saga continues. All right, so earlier this week, we talked about those photos that surfaced showing Nicole locking lips in Italy with actress Lila Rochon's husband, film director Antoine Fuqua, or as some of y'all people in this room have called him, Antoine Fuqua. Y'all ain't right. But anyway, so side chick code has been broken by Nicole, and she spoke out about the alleged affair, releasing an apology. Now, Brad, I know you had a lot to say about this when it came out, and I'm going to give you the honor of reading the heartfelt apology.
Without going into the entire situation, I want to apologize to my family and to Lila and the Fuqua family for what transpired. It was not my intention to be in this situation. I do not condone women kissing or interacting in any way inappropriately with a married man. I, too, was once married, and I would never intentionally undermine another woman, despite what has been written.
Good read.
Wait a second. That's bravo, Brad. Here's my question, because I'm not real deep into the story. What, she doesn't know that he's married?
Which sounds like a lie within another lie, the first thing she said was a lie. Like, oh, we just ran into each other, and
right.
We all knew that was a lie.
And now you're apologizing for the lie, and now you're saying, but you're a friend of the family, right? So how you didn't know he was married? I'm so confused. Everything is so contradicting.
Hold, Layla.
No sympathy.
Why would you ever?
Sorry-ass apology.
Any guy's willing to drink a little teacup like that already nailed it.
That's very relaxed.
My point is, if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat with somebody like Nicole Murphy. I mean, come on. You got to give the guy some credit for just, if he's going to throw it all away. Throw it all away for that.
All right, we're not all going to agree, but we're going to agree this is quite the party for Jennifer Lopez last night. She celebrated her over-the-hill party. Yeah. although she doesn't look over the hill in any way, but in a very big way, the superstar turned up for her 50th birthday party. She partied the night away with a lavish, star-studded group of people. This was thrown... Gloria Estefan and her husband, they threw the big party for her, Emilio Estefan, and tons of people showed up for J-Lo, of course. I mean, we didn't get our invitation. I didn't. Did you guys get an invitation?
I must have missed it.
No, but
I think we
didn't get ours, but DJ Khaled got his, Ashanti was there, Fat Joe, the list goes on. It was a hell of a bash. Nobody showed up and showed out more than her fiance, A-Rod, who gifted her a $140,000 red Porsche 911 GTS convertible.
Yeah, but I see this picture. Why is he driving it if it's her car?
Well, here's the thing.
She's drunk. It was her birthday
night.
This wasn't them coming to the party. This was them leaving the party.
Yeah.
And you should never leave your own birthday party sober.
No, shouldn't even remember half of the night, actually.
Right.
and I think that's Nicole Murphy in the window back here. I don't know if I'm mistaken.
16.
She in the back seat. No,
I'm going to meme her with every married man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, Gary, one of your old rich white girlfriend's darling actress, Faye Dunaway, conjured up the spirit of Mommy Dearest, but in real life.
Miss Dunaway.
Well, Gary, it's been reported that the Oscar-winning actress put all of her five fingers on crew members' faces and slapped the out of them backstage at the Broadway Pound play, T&5, for trying on her wig.
No, auntie.
Don't play with my hair. Portia told you, don't mess with gold naked,
you
honey.
Better not, honey. Well, send me back to the old days.
Well, good old friend of yours, Gary, a nice old school Faye Dunaway white lady, Mommy Dearest, she's been fired.
What?
For creating a hostile and dangerous work environment for the crew who were fearful for their safety.
You don't fire Faye for something like that, honey.
Exactly.
She was standing her damn ground.
But you can't just beat people for trying stuff on.
No, they shouldn't be touching her stuff, because let me tell you, a star like her, she had her own room.
That's right.
She had all her things. You know not to go in grandma's room.
And this is a wig. It's not like you tried on like a jacket.
It don't
jacket.
Matter. It's her stuff. Don't
That's
touch
very personal.
Her stuff. Like
oh,
Lil Wayne's red cup is his cup. And I'm not speaking from personal experience or nothing, but you know, sometimes you do want to slap the out of people.
Believe me,
it's her stuff.
And Brat, I disagree. You are speaking out of personal experience.
I'm not, Frank. That's
you
why I'm tooth missing, because I knocked it out a couple
so
years
people.
Ago.
Now, Portia, if I went into your dressing room and you weren't anywhere around and I was like, oh my God, I'm just so curious what I would look like in one of these go naked
wigs.
And it would, and I you walk in on me and I've got, because you were that blonde one, you know, the beautiful and that. I was like, I wonder what I look like.
Yeah.
And you, what would you do to me? What would
I
you do?
Slap ya.
That's right.
If I'm 80, now I'm 38, I can't slap you without a charge.
Right.
But if I'm 80, I'm about to pimp slap you with it.
I mean, like, if she was a young chick and they maybe hit, like, a young female, like, you know, person backstage, there would be fisticuffs. But if not, you know.
And there's really nothing funnier than trying on an 80-year-old woman's wig. I mean, we've all done it, right? Grandma's wig is over there on the styrofoam head. We grabbed it, put it on. And did an impression of her real quick and then put it back on the styrofoam head.
Well, honey, she don't even give a damn because she's in Europe
Thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you. Okay, no comments.
She's very grand. She done slapped the bitches and left.
Nah.
Goodbye.
She like Georgie Porgie, baby.
Slap the girls.
And make them cry.
So we all know that Madonna's had many romantic suitors throughout the years, from Sean Penn to Guy Ritchie. And this guy has come forward claiming that he has an undying love for Madonna, and it's iconic fashion designer Jean-Paul Gaultier. He was on a British chat show, and he had this to say.
Were you a bit in love with Madonna? Because you worked with her
I was
lot,
kind
you?
Of. I asked her 3 times if she wanted to marry me, if I could marry her more than that. She said no.
She said no. And if ask again, I'm going to say no.
Every gay guy, I won't say every, but a lot of gay guys love her. I have my friend Keith,
who is
getting married to a man next fall, and he loves her.
She's right up there with
loves
Cher
her.
And
Bette Midler.
Yes. I mean, as far as Barbara Streisand,
it's a different kind of love.
The four horsewomen of gay icons.
Right. Yes, exactly.
For the female ego, though, is that like the ultimate, you know, you are the ultimate woman when you have a gay man propose to you 3 different times? I mean, you are basically turning him straight.
It's not really nothing to brag about.
Right.
It's
possibly flattering, but it ain't for real.
Yeah. I think most of my gay friends would want to marry me.
I'll just say it's a little portion. But you know, a lot
Gary
of
would actually, if Gary was going to be with a woman, I know he is thinking about me.
And that's true, but we just sleep in the bed, but she would sleep on her in and out of her, but I'm like, I would dress her, like you said.
Right.
Fix her up and say, bitch, you giving it today, baby.
But here's the real question.
A good encouragement.
Yeah. Hey, by a guy.
But who's opening the door for who?
I'll open it for him.
For Porsche. No.
You would?
Gary.
See, y'all just had your first fight.
Gary, you a gentleman?
Yes, I would open
would
the door.
Would you open the door for me?
Gentleman.
Yeah. I would open the door, but we just couldn't sleep together.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
I mean, Jean-Paul Gaultier actually was the guy responsible for designing that cone bra that she so he's designed her lingerie and her underwear. So, he's basically been in her pants.
That proves that he's a gay guy, because straight guys aren't interested in pointy boobies.
As long as they got a nipple, Heidi, they want it.
All right. What do I know?
Up next, Wendy Williams might be a little too into Leonardo DiCaprio, and an Oscar winner is pregnant. We'll give you the details after the break.
Dish Nation.
You know, they call me the Dr. McDreamy of Dish Nation. Yes, they really do, so I guess I'm the best one to tell you about this awesome product. There's something we can all agree on. Nurses, doctors, dentists, and people who work in healthcare are pretty awesome. Shouldn't they wear scrubs that make them feel good? I sure think so. And Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs stylish and functional for the people who deserve it the most. Fix creates the highest quality medical apparel so that medical professionals look their best, feel their best, and perform at their best every day. I recently received my scrubs to make sure the product is actually really good, and I love it. They are so comfy, I cannot wait to gift a pair. So whether you are one of the awesome humans that works in healthcare or someone that wants to say thanks to these deserving folks, Figs is going to make that easy for you by providing you with a 15% off with your first purchase by using my code DISH. Get ready to love your scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com, WEARFIGS.com, and enter my code DISH at checkout.
Fellas, let me tell you about a new way to spit game. It's called Scentbird. All you need is a few sprays of your favorite designer fragrance.
Ever since Scentbird, all the ladies come up to Headcrack to compliment him on his cologne. So I checked it out for myself, and let's just say I'll never have to go to a department store again for my favorite perfume.
Scentbird delivers your favorite fragrances every 30 days right to your door. With over 450 designer brands to choose, I decided to try the new Gucci and Tom Ford colognes. And if you're not sure what brands to get, Scentbird has you covered with their True Scent Quiz.
With an exclusive offer for our viewers, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/dish and use my code DISH for 50% off your first month.
That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Visit sentbird.com/dish to try your first cologne or perfume for just $7.50. Sign on. Smell amazing. Scentbird.
Nation.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Well, it looks like our friend Meek Mill must have some serious connections because he is officially a free man.
Okay.
Clap it up.
Congrats.
Now, his 2008 gun conviction was thrown out and he's no longer on probation. He's being granted a new trial and a new judge to refight the charge. Now, Meek posted the good news on his Instagram with the caption, "As of right now, I'm not on probation and I'm not a felon anymore. Mad prayer hands. Today was mega."
Well, social media and all of the celebrities are to thank for that because they were definitely hyping it up and making sure everybody understood he was mistreated.
True, and they're saying, like, there was, like, a dirty cop who was one of the witnesses on the first case, so that was, you know, gave him enough, you know, nudge room to try to get this thing overturned.
What about that judge? Wasn't something up with her? Like, she was going to be on TV and just being a clout chaser as well?
Mm-hmm. She's not doing it, right?
Nope. Janice Brickley is now off the trial, and he is free to pop wheelies on dirt bikes in the street if he chooses to.
So he was able to get that expunged from his record?
Well,
the felony charge?
It's been thrown out.
Okay.
But he still has to go to court for a retrial on the original case. Okay. But it looks like things are kind of on the up and up because he's like, hey, that cop is a little off. You know
what
I mean?
That's good.
Good for him. Okay.
Well, y'all, moving on. It looks like Wendy Williams is thirsty for this particular Hollywood actor. Yes, on a recent episode of her show, Wendy was talking about certain reports that said Leonardo DiCaprio instructed crew members not to make eye contact with him on the set of his latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And while discussing the hot topic, honey, she got a bit hot herself and went off the monitor, starting to fantasize what the actor would be like in between the sheets.
What?
His eyes look like he'd take you like this. Okay. Throw you down. Call you a whore and do you dirty. Sorry. You like what you like.
Yes. You better describe in detail to us, Wendy, what he might do.
Damn. It's like Wendy want to sign up for that Revenant Bear treatment.
Okay. Right. But you know what? This don't surprise me because women in power, women who are bosses like that, they love to be taken advantage of.
Manhandled, honey.
Yes, they do.
As
if
she clutched her pearls.
You got to go.
Okay.
If you put. Me.
You need to make that a shirt.
If you can't choke, you got to go. You got to go.
Or a new season tagline on Housewives of Atlanta.
Hands all on my neck.
Well, ladies and gents, I have some pregnancy news for y'all.
You pregnant again,
girl? That was quick.
No, not me. Oh. Actress Anne Hathaway, my white twin, is pregnant for the second time, y'all. Congratulations.
Okay, Anne.
She she announced the good news on her Instagram Wednesday, showing off her baby bump with the caption, "It's not for a movie." Number two, all kidding aside, for everyone going through infertility and conception hell, please know it was not a straight line for either of my pregnancies. Sending you extra love. Aww, congratulations.
It looks like she kept that a secret for a long time because okay. She looks ready to drop tomorrow.
Yeah. She really does. For a skinny girl, she's definitely about 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. Yeah. And so, Portia, does this make you want to have another baby?
No.
Why not?
It doesn't. I'm just enjoying my baby. She's about to be crawling soon and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. I want to enjoy all of her, you know, at least a year.
So what about you, Brad?
Girl?
Can we have a little baby, Brad?
Yeah, what? Little baby Brad.
You would be the best mom, yo.
That would be so cute. I can just imagine her little two teeth in the front.
And a little baby bandana.
Yes.
All right, honey.
I hate y'all.
Well, up next, honey, find out what Beyonce, honey, is revealing about her weight loss journey after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish. So we all remember when Beyonce stopped the world with her iconic history-making Coachella performance, but it wasn't easy for Queen B to get back into shape after giving birth to twins. So Beyonce did a plant-based diet program called 22-Day Nutrition. And in this video for the program, y'all, she does something that most women will never want to do. She revealed how much she weighed. Check it out.
And this is day one of rehearsals for Coachella. Every woman's nightmare. 175.
Where's she at, bitch?
That ain't nothing right there. 175 after twins, that's good.
Okay. And that wasn't good. Even Beyonce. That was somebody else on that scale, honey. But she was just moderating it.
No, I know Beyonce toes. Those was Beyonce toes.
You know her toes.
I will say those are her toes. But I will have to say, if you weighed a lot and then you've lost, then you'll tell people. But
thank
you ain't gonna
you.
Tell them why you're big, though.
She had a team, honey, to help her lose that weight.
And then
she
you gotta think about honey. All those rehearsals.
Yeah, she had a rigorous schedule.
Okay. So I could put together like a little dance routine or go to like a Zumba class, right?
Can you be our instructor?
I suck. You would gain weight.
You can't lose no weight doing a damn robot.
All right, so this next story is going to have y'all shook. So the Wyoming Valley West School District last week sent letters to 1,000 parents letting them know that they are behind paying for their kids' school lunch fees. Now, the letter stated that if they didn't pay up, and I quote, you could be sent to dependency court for neglecting your child's right to food.
Ooh.
The result may be your child being taken from your home and placed in foster care.
Well, oh, damn. My God.
So Todd Carmichael, CEO and co-founder of La Colombe Coffee Roasters, offered to pay off the $22,467 debt, no strings attached, but guess what?
What?
The school refused.
What?
What you mean? I thought they wanted the money.
Okay, so now he should just be like, okay, what are the names, and send a check to the household.
Danielle, y'all ever fall behind your school lunch fees?
No, because we were poor. I was on free lunch.
My mom used to send me to school with my lunch, so I had the little bologna sandwich that she heat up in the microwave.
That's what it's good, girl.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Okay, guys, I got a great product that will work for those who want to help get their summer tan popping. It's the Mind Tan Coffee Coconut Duo Set with Exfoliating and Application Mitt. Okay, the set comes with the coffee coconut water self-tan foam that suits all skin types and tones. It will give you an intense, hydrating, super dark brown skin finish, and it's enriched with real coconut water and coffee, which makes this one-hour tan kit a natural moisturizer, and the set includes 2 coffee coconut water self-tan foams, 1 bronze on-applicator mitt, and 1 exfoliator mitt.
This is cute, Brad. How much is it?
Well, the Mind Tan Coffee Coconut Duo Set with Exfoliating Application Mitt has been seen as high as $86, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20!
Oh!
Yes, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, a story about my favorite celebrity in the entire world, me.
So make sure you come back after the break, baby.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Now, we have a Dish Nation exclusive clapback story, honey. Our very own Miss Portia Williams, honey, versus an internet troll.
Oh, what?
Now, it's been a crazy week, honey, for your hair, child. But first you got on Instagram, maybe talking about your edges were falling out, and then, honey, a fan attacked your wig on Instagram yesterday.
Well, you know what, Gary? I noticed, too, honey. Yesterday, you posted a cute picture on the gram rocking a beautiful gold naked wig, darling.
Yes.
And a fan had the audacity to comment on the photo and say, sis, your wig's been sitting like hats lately. And, girl, you clapped back real quick and said, your upper body.
That's Portia, I know.
Now, what in the hair is going on, Portia?
No. You know, you be in the car, you catch some good light, can't take you a little picture.
Yeah. Right.
I threw it on. I wasn't asking nobody for nothing. The girl done came from a wig. Okay. And honestly, I didn't even think it was a clapback. I was just like, your upper body. The same way the little girl from the City Girl said it. And I went on about my day.
But now, Portia, now you know, honey, we good Judas, honey. Now, you know I told you, Portia.
Oh, honey, you can't come for this, boo-boo.
But not this one, honey.
We have sold about 5 of these since yesterday. Okay, thank you. Okay. They on a roll, bitch.
Portia, want to wear a wig to the side? Let her.
Okay, I can.
Your upper body. Your upper body.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.